With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. When Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were on Saturday Night Live together, it was okay if they sounded at times like they were reading their lines off cue cards because, after all, they were. You expect better in a major motion picture, though, and Baby Mama delivers fitfully at best. The movie has enough sharp one-liners and endearingly goofy behavior that I'm tempted to give it a pass, but it's just so junky. I got the feeling that important crew members took frequent sick days. The art director, the makeup artist, the continuity person, and of course, the director. Otherwise, it's hard to explain why Faye and Poehler can be crisp and engaging in one scene and flat and wooden in the next, and why Poehler can't decide how broad to go with the accent and antics of her crass, earthy character. Faye plays a buttoned-up executive who hires Poehler as a surrogate mother, and predictable clashes ensue when Poehler breaks up with her boyfriend and moves in with Faye. Uneven as they are, the two actresses clearly enjoy playing off one another. Baby Mama is the first star vehicle for Faye, who sticks to her established persona, a neurotic liberal intellectual with reserves of sass and sex appeal. But she's far less comfortable than on her TV series 30 Rock, perhaps because she doesn't have creative control. She's badly outgunned by the overqualified supporting cast, which includes Greg Kinnear, Steve Martin, Sigourney Weaver, Romany Malco, and Maura Tierney. These players are ready for primetime or the big screen. Baby Mama, not so much. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.